Governor Rick Scott signed into law Tuesday a bill that expands workers' compensation for first responders. I'm Sean Mulcahy. Under the current law, first responders are entitled to workers' compensation only for physical injuries, but the measure signed by Governor Scott at the Tampa Firefighters Museum extends coverage for firefighters, law enforcement officers, paramedics, and EMTs to include post-traumatic stress disorder. Florida CFO and State Fire Marshal Jimmy Petronis says the legislation addresses a serious problem facing first responders.
Our firefighters, they have a suicide rate that's 5 times higher than the population of the United States. For our first responders, it's over double that. Suicide is not a solution to this problem. Signing this bill into law today tells every first responder in the state it's okay.
The law, which takes effect on October 1st, states a PTSD diagnosis is not enough. It must be disabling. In other words, the first responder has to miss work or be told they can no longer continue working to be eligible for workers' compensation. Palm Beach Democratic Representative Matt Wilhite, an active duty firefighter, says it's not just major incidents that take a toll on first responders.
They're responding to those calls each and every day. We don't wait for a big incident for this to become a problem for our first responders. It happens each and every day in their lives. And so to me, this is so passionate. Because I see this each and every day that I go to work.
In a rare bipartisan fashion, this legislation passed unanimously in both chambers of the Florida legislature before making its way to Governor Scott's desk. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.